Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Happy Galentine's Day, everybody. That's the day before Valentine's Day. And I believe the term was brought to us by Parks and Rec, the show.
Yeah.
On an episode of Parks and Rec. And that's become a thing.
Galentine's Day.
Kyle, you're going to be doing some Galentine's tonight.
Yeah.
Hanging out with some friends.
Yeah.
Watching a movie.
Yes.
Why not?
With my daughter and her
friend. Oh, she's coming out with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I almost screwed it up. I texted the moms to invite them, and I accidentally said the movie was Friday.
Oh, so the plans were all messed up.
My daughter, yeah. You know, of course I'm an idiot anyway. You know, in any 12-year-old girl's mind, mom, you know what I'm talking about. Moms, you know what I'm talking about. You can't do anything right. So she comes down, Mom! You really screwed this up.
The world is over.
Like, let me just text them. It's eye rolls, disgust. It's just, oh, man.
Maybe you can make it
what
up to
her. What an angel.
Make it up to her with some flowers.
Yeah, how about that?
You know what? That is an excellent idea. Really, you should send, you know, when people all automatically think that just men should send flowers to their sweetheart, there's so many people that you could show love.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom.
Mom, grandma.
Kids. Yeah, special friends, like for Galentine's, if you know it was bright in their day. And, you know, who I always recommend is Pro Flowers.
Yeah.
They do it right. And if you want to keep it simple, that's where Pro Flowers really shines, because the hardest part is picking which bouquet you want to send. They have so many beautiful ones to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So once you do that, it's just a few clicks and you're done. And I know you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's too late. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. How can I get these delivered in time? It's not too late. And with Pro Flowers, they're going to package these beautifully. They're going to arrive fresh. And they have a 7-day freshness guarantee. So they're not going to wilt the next day.
Nice.
And, you know, then everybody's embarrassed to show them off. So if this sounds like something you need to take care of today, because remember, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, you can get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $19.99, plus shipping and handling charges. So you go to proflowers.com, you click on the microphone, it's at the top of the page, and you enter the code Raspberry. That's my name.
Yay.
And you'll get this limited time offer, real limited, because Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So roses for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click that mic, enter Raspberry, and you need to order those today for delivery tomorrow.
Boom.
Got it.
Look, Kelly's solving your flower problems right there.
Uh-huh.
With Pro Flowers. And now she's going to solve your relationship issues. Our love expert is here. It's time to get to it. Let's do it. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for a few years, and life has been a dream. I have never known anyone who respects me or my body the way that he does. He and I are open with each other about almost everything, but intimacy has always been a sore subject. To give you some reference, we met in our mid-20s, at which point I already had my share of boyfriends and heartbreak. He had dated in high school and college, but was never active with anyone until he could see himself spending the rest of his life with her.
Good.
We talked about a little of our history before we were married, but never went into much detail since I could tell it hurt him that I had had more experience than he had. However, he recently learned about some things I did with other men I dated when we had first started dating.
He asked and she answered, probably.
And I'm too ashamed to write exactly what it was. And anyway, it wasn't cheating because we weren't officially a couple at the time, but I know that he doesn't see it that way. This happened before I knew how wonderful and amazing he was, and I would never do anything to hurt him now. But how do I get him to understand that? We haven't had an argument yet, but I can tell from the way he's been behaving that this really got under his skin. And I'm worried that he won't ever look at me the same way, and I don't know how to fix things by myself. Yeah. What can I tell him to try and regain his respect? Kylie.
Stop talking, first of all.
What if somebody else told her, or him? Right. That sucks.
Then she shouldn't be telling all of her business.
Yeah.
Men do not like to visualize their woman with anybody before them, after any time. Mm-hmm. That is something they cannot shake out of their head. So damage done, how are we going to fix it?
Yeah.
Stop talking about it and come up with something really new and crazy you can do to him. you know, get that thought out of his mind. But women don't do that. Yeah. If a man insists and tries to beg and get it out of you, it's a trick.
If he asks
it's a trap.
The number, don't tell him.
No.
This thing about complete and total honesty, that's a bunch of crap. Don't. I'm telling you.
When it comes to that.
You know, the only thing that does drive me crazy since I'm in a new relationship is they get so angry if you ever even reference anything like that. But yet they're allowed to obviously infer something maybe that's happened with them. And I'm like, this should go both ways.
It doesn't.
We equally feel that way, though.
Yeah. Doesn't.
I don't want to envision all of your... We all have a past at a certain age. I don't want to envision that.
Both men and women should not be talking about
it. I don't get that. It is self-torture.
Yeah.
And it's... No, what good can come of it? So damage is done.
Yep.
You're just going to have to start loving up on him a lot and just do things for him. And maybe, you know, I don't know. But I wouldn't talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. And the more you apologize or whatever, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just forget it.
Yeah. This is my opinion.
No, I agree with you.
Never happened.
Okay? I'm with you on that.
Time will heal it, right?
You would hope so.
A lot of time.
It might take a while.
She better get a little freaky on him.
Oh, man.
Say that, too.
I'm serious.
I just always wonder how that... Because I've done it in the past.
I never even asked a girl. I don't want to know. As far as I know, I'm the first person you ever met.
Well, and you see, you've been married for a long time.
Yeah.
But look, you know, once you get into your 30s, and Kelly, when you start dating, you know, as we get older, everyone has a past. Some more than others, but that's never a good road to go down as you get older, especially.
Well, even in college, because in college is usually when you go, you have fun in college. I made the mistake when I started dating Kenzie, my wife. I asked those dumb questions that a dumb 19-year-old boy asked.
And you probably knew some of the people. Because they were
at that age. Yeah, I didn't really know them, but they were around because they went to my school.
I
went to a large university. It almost ruined my relationship.
Yeah.
I almost did not make it out of that because I got so in my head about it.
Yeah.
It almost ruined a person that I ended up marrying. It was that close to being over.
I bet.
Because I screwed myself over in the head.
Uh-huh.
Except
for Lolo Jones. She does not have those stories.
No worries there.
She might yell at you.
Lolo and Colton.
That's why she's so snappy on Celebrity Big Brother, I think.
Maybe.
She will yell at a...
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. A lot of these women that say they're saving themselves in their 30s, they've done a lot of other stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can do a lot of stuff other than. So that doesn't mean they're pristine either.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not necessarily.
Yo-yo.
Yeah.
Then some dirty laundry. Yeah.
Some. Not all.
Yeah. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently got engaged in November, but found out my fiancé cheated right before my birthday in January. We are high school
So got engaged in November.
Found out he cheated before her birthday in January. So they were engaged when he cheated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are high school sweethearts and soulmates. Even though we don't live together, we still wake up at the same time. And if one of us can't sleep, the other can't sleep either. We literally finish each other's sentences, and he's been there for me through so much. He even helped me raise my 4-year-old daughter, and I really thought I knew him. He's been lying to me and still talking to these other girls because he says he doesn't know what he wants now.
No.
What should I do, Kelly? Should I wait for him to figure things out, or should I just end it, Amanda?
Why don't you go ahead and end it, Amanda?
Yeah.
Think more for yourself and for your daughter.
Yeah.
You know, you want more for your daughter. If you don't want more for yourself, want more for your daughter. And you want a stable father figure who has no, I don't know what I want, I'm confused going on. You want a man that wants to be there.
Yeah.
For you and for her.
He's cheating when you're engaged. She's going to cheat when you're married.
Got to stop because time is ticking and you are wasting precious time when you can go out.
Yeah.
And there's a lovely man. There are a dozen wonderful men out there. You just got to start getting out there and meeting them and quit wasting your time with someone that's not 100% sure about you.
Yeah, your daughter's watching what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You're grooming her.
You got to want more for yourself. But if not for yourself, want more for your child.
Yeah.
Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
All right, Kelly, how about a letter from a satisfied customer?
Oh, nice.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
In August of last year, I submitted a letter to you about my boyfriend. After throwing him a surprise birthday party, his mood changed. My feelings were so hurt because I never got a simple thank you for the gesture. I beat myself up replaying the scenario over and over in my head, trying to figure out if it was something that I'd said, something I'd done. Never in my life have I ever met anyone so selfish that he pretty much dumped me because I didn't pay his bar tab. So, when I heard Jenna read my letter on the air a few weeks ago, it was an eye-opener. The words that my close friends had been telling me were the echoes of your words to the T. Thank you, Lord, for getting this crazy out of my life. I hit a couple of bumps in the road towards the end of the year, but once I overcame those hurdles, I said to myself, 2019 is going to be my year. And it has been so far. I have a new job in the field that I truly enjoy. I paid cash for a vehicle, no car note, and I've continued to have my have the best girlfriends in the world that got my back. So, in ending this love letter, Miss Raspberry Evans, I would just like to say thank you for your very encouraging and supportive words. And thank you, Lord, for getting that crazy out of my life. I love you guys. Thank you. That's from Tori. How about
that? Well, that's great, Tori. Awesome. I'm glad that worked out.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Sometimes you don't realize it. Once you start cutting, you say like cutting the fat, when you start cutting some of those drains out of your life, friends or romantic, things get positive. It's like life's on the up and up and up. I've been there, and it's
negative
amazing.
Attracts negative, yeah. Yeah. And it's like you're clogged. Everything's clogged, and once you clean the drain out, and all this good stuff can start filtering in. It's crazy how that works.
Yep.
So if you want, I'll give you another little problem. It's a very short letter. My dear Kelly, you're the love expert. My boyfriend is new to our school, so I can see why he's very shy. A few days ago, he was sitting next to me at lunch, and we were laughing and talking. Then, out of nowhere, my ex-boyfriend came and sat with us. I told my ex I didn't want him to sit with us, so I told my boyfriend, Ryan. He said he would do something about it.
Uh-oh.
But that's where his shyness kicked in. My ex keeps sitting with us, and I can't get him to leave. My friends say that it's fine, but I told him that it hurt me. Kelly, anything you know that could help me get him to stop sitting with us? I don't want to lose my other friends. I really need some help. Cadence.
So how to get a guy stop sitting with you?
Yeah.
Well,
you can get up and move.
You can move, or every time he sits down, just tell him to leave, and maybe it'll embarrass him to leave. Tell a teacher, tell a counselor, say, this is bothering me. This is starting to, I'm feeling uncomfortable. Get an adult to intervene if it's really making you that uncomfortable. He doesn't like that another guy is in the picture and he's just trying to ruin it for you, which he is. You're letting him have that power over you. So
just ignore him, I guess. Maybe.
No, ignoring him. You got to stand firm in what you start demanding for yourself. I do not want you sitting here. Please leave. And if he does not, then you go get an adult to intervene.
Force gump him. Just go, seat's taken.
Yeah, right? Now, I've got a letter here that Robert handed to me, our producer. Should I read this?
I guess so.
I haven't read it.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly. I'm giving you an update from my letter of last year. I wrote to you in April. I'm the guy you guys called back about my wife, who is a physician.
Okay.
Had separated from me for not making enough money.
Remember him, yeah.
She makes over $400,000. I make $75,000, but recently finished my realtor's license to make more money for us.
Anyway,
I just got my license in the middle of December and was getting ready to start to build this new part-time business when she filed divorce papers in the middle of January.
Oh, man.
It's especially hard for me this time of year because yesterday was my wife's birthday. This week is Valentine's Day. Sorry to give you this sad update, but I wanted to let you know. God bless you for all that you do. And that's from heartbroken Richard.
Sorry, Richard.
Dang it, Richard. I'm sorry, buddy.
He can still be on the right track with the new
career.
Things can open up.
He got his job and you got the realtor license.
Let's go get a beer, Richard.
There's hot realtors out there.
Well, you can go with him, Al.
I can go with you.
A beer, and you can sit there and watch.
I'll buy you a beer, Richard.
Oh,
I can't drink.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
But looks like he's doing well on the other...
Well, no, it doesn't.
With his job side. With the job side, though, at least.
Yeah, he's building a new business, and that's an exciting time.
Yeah. Man, I'm sorry, Richard.
Hit up
Big Al and...
Let's hang out, dog. Let's hang out, man.
Love letters.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been married 15 years. We have a 14, 11, and 3-year-old. She is the best mom and wife.
Good.
I love her with everything I have. I have only one small problem.
Mm-mm.
I can feel a few hairs on her chin. Should I mention it? I don't want to upset her. Should I just let it go? It's been a few months.
Come on, dude.
And I've ignored it, but I can always feel it. Figured a letter to you wouldn't hurt.
Dude,
Jose.
That's your biggest problem.
Jose T. Oh, okay, that's not me. I'm Jose C.
Yeah, how do you bring up something without hurting feelings? That's tough.
That does happen.
I've been around women, and you see these hairs.
Rogue hairs.
Like a mustache or coming out of a mole. You not see that in the mirror, and sometimes you truly don't. Sometimes I'll look in the mirror, and suddenly, where did that come from? Pluck, 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 pluck.
Yeah.
But how long was it there, and nobody said anything, right? So how do you delicately bring that up?
Mm. Your wife's got
maybe
facial hair.
As a gift.
Oh, that little thing that you put on your face. Yeah.
You could give her, yeah.
Or a Mach 3.
No, not that. They do have facial hair removers. I'm not saying that. Maybe send her to a spa for a facial.
Oh, there you go.
Dermaplaning.
They'll take care of it.
Have her do dermaplaning.
Exactly. Yeah. And say, as part of a gift. And it's a facial treatment that involves skin shaving.
It's great.
And she won't realize that it's because of the chin whiskers, but it's just part of it.
What if it grows back? Do you just have to keep sending her out there?
I would compliment the texture of her skin after some people are more upfront with people about things like this. You know what I mean?
But
like,
it's really hard. You don't want to hurt any. If he loves her so much, he doesn't want her to know.
That's why he hasn't said
compliment.
It. Yeah.
So it's called a hydrafacial, and usually it comes with the dermaplaning. It's a combination thing.
Yeah, I think you have. I don't know. For me, I have to ask for that separate. But
So call the spa and find out so you get the right gift certificate.
Would it be out of line to open up a Facebook page for facial hair?
Yes, it would be out of line.
It's called Facebook.
And then you just, if it's that important and she lets it go again, you just maybe get her set up on a recurring gift. You know, it's what you always give her is this little spa treatment. That's my
suggestion. I told you the time my girlfriends and I tried to take one for the team. Mm. And we had heard that guys were talking about one of our roommates. She had blonde hair, but she had a lot of blonde hair, mustache. And we all did waxing, but we were like, let's all line up in the house. And I had one real hairy friend, with the dark hair that she would wax every week and she would heat up the wax. And so we're like, let's all take one for the team and let's all Heather will wax all of our lips. And we were like, we're doing this for one friend. And so we all went through the line and she waxed all of us. We're like, let's just take one for the team because she was that type. We couldn't just come out and tell her.
It would hurt her feelings so much.
It got to her and she was like, yo, I got to go. Like, I can't.
No.
We all looked at each other after we had all taken one for the team.
You knew her
like,
first.
Oh.
Did she ever finally realize? Or still?
I don't know.
Still fuzz?
I don't know.
Oh,
we tried. It's such a delicate thing.
That was a good idea, though.
Yeah.
The wax party. I'm sorry, guys. I ran out of time. I gotta go. You guys look great, though.
She's like, this is taking too long. It looks like it hurts.
Oh, man.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to KidNation.com and write our love expert. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays.
All right.
And here's something we do every Wednesday now. We call it the Midweek Update with Anna. What's going on out there in the world? And does she have some great jokes again this week? Of course she does. We'll talk to her next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome back, Kid Nation. We suggest you go on over to Kid TV because we're going to give you the midweek update. And Anna's facials are everything during these. Yeah, because she makes the look around the room. She does that look around the room after the joke.
Who likes this one?
Wait for the reaction. We'll give you a little time to get to that. Also, did Jenna commit a relationship crime that could end her...
It was a terrible timing with tomorrow being Valentine's Day. I'm not sure how it's going to play out.
We'll hook you up with what went down at the Jenna house in about 20 minutes. And real quick, while we get you all ready over at Kid TV. So, you've seen the BuzzFeed quizzes, right?
Yeah.
Everybody always takes them.
On how you get your pancakes.
Yeah.
What Disney princess you would be.
We still take them. Even if you don't think they're going to work, you still take them. And many of the popular quizzes that you take are from a 19-year-old woman called Rachel McMahon. She's been creating these and giving them to BuzzFeed for free. So she's not even getting paid for these.
What? They're taking advantage of that. Mm.
BuzzFeed named her the top user of 2018, and her quizzes got over 120 million views last year.
Wow.
And again, she did not receive 1 cent from these. She has made 692 quizzes, and Vice actually ended up doing a news story about her. So they asked her what her secret is for making a popular quiz. How do you get out there like that?
I honestly don't know my secret. Like, normally it's kind of just a random thought in my head. Like, I'll just be sitting, like, say in class or just in my room, and I'm like, oh, this idea is interesting. Like, I should make a quiz on that.
And how readily can you come up with these ideas?
It's pretty fast. Like, you could just be like, what wild animal are you based off your TV show preferences?
Okay.
But how does she calculate those?
Yeah.
I don't know, because there's so much that goes into making these.
Yeah.
all the questions, the pictures, all the different answers, all the different
algorithms. Well, I hope that they're not paid.
I was gonna say, I hope that she can monetize that at some point.
Here's the thing: BuzzFeed just laid off over 200 people, including the head of the quiz department.
Oh boy.
And he went on a blog and posted and said...
how many more corners could he cut? He was getting the quizzes for free.
He said he was fired. He was fired because Rachel's quizzes do so well that they don't need to pay him because she's actually doing it for free.
Okay, this is absurd.
She says how she feels about that and how she feels about the company using her and making money off of her.
So when I read it and I saw the whole paragraph about a Michigan college student who did it for free and made all these quizzes, I was like, that's me. Like... I don't know if I'm a part of this problem that, like, caused these layoffs.
What have you been processing lately? Like, what have you been thinking back on?
Kind of just how I never realized that, like, BuzzFeed was kind of using me, but it's just crazy.
What's crazy?
That I didn't realize that my hobby was giving them so much money.
Yeah.
Now you know.
And views. Now she knows. Yeah, she's 19 now.
My issue with this is we used to do these before we tired of them.
Yeah.
When we would do it together as a group, and we would obviously have different answers because some of our personalities are so different, yet we would end up with the same animal.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of them are.
Some of us would end up with the same meal or whatever the outcome was.
Some of the quizzes, the answers and the results are very limited, but yeah.
I wonder if she has, well, I guess she doesn't have a lawsuit because she did it voluntarily.
No, yeah. she was sending it to them.
You would think she'd be in demand by other websites who want that same kind of buzz.
So here's the thing. BuzzFeed would step up.
Rachel said now that she knows all that went down, including the quiz department head getting fired and her not getting any money out of the 120 million views that they got from her last year, she says she doesn't want to make quizzes anymore.
Make them for somebody else, girl.
Well,
I don't think that's the right answer.
That's the thing. Other companies are definitely reaching out.
Netflix followed me, and then they tweeted, like, hey, we could have a job for you. Like, DM me, and we'll pay you. I'm like, okay.
Did you DM them?
I did DM them, and they said that they'll set up a time to talk on the phone next week. So
there you go.
A lot of people have just been, like, talking to me, saying, like, I don't think you realize that, like, you have this talent where you can just know what people want, and I just never really thought of it like that. I always just thought I was making quizzes just for fun.
All right, girl needs a manager.
She's about to get paid.
Sometimes she needs to negotiate.
Netflix will step up.
I mean, we sort of do it in radio and in entertainment. We become interns. We're doing work for free.
For a while. With the promise that, well...
With the hope.
The carrot dangling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lead to something.
You just want to get that foot in the door and then burst into the radio
and at some point,
TV.
You say, this is how much I charge.
Yeah.
And someone will pay it.
Now she's realizing that
BuzzFeed...
She deserves to get paid.
Rude.
So hopefully she'll get paid. And it does suck that they laid off all those people, including the quiz head.
Anna, did you start out as an intern? I forget.
I did.
Yeah. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people here did.
We had a text earlier on that said, hey, how did Justin get his job on the show? Justin started as an intern. Trey started as an intern here.
Yeah.
He runs a control board. Nick Adams, producer Nick, started as an intern here.
I guess technically I kind of did because I wasn't getting paid. Yeah. I was an unpaid, for a minute.
Amy, who runs our website, she started as an intern.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't start as an intern here, but I started as an intern in San Diego.
Right.
So most of us here started as interns in this in this place. And now look at Anna over here getting paid to write jokes.
Yes. Full-time.
Full-time employee of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, Anna.
Yes.
And here she is.
With the weekend? I mean, just kidding. The midweek. I'll admit, I'm a little nervous right now because my boyfriend is watching on KTV.
He's in town?
No, he's not in town yet. That's why he's watching via KTV.
Okay.
So if I mess up, that's totally why.
What's your boyfriend's name? Give him a shout out.
His name is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Sometimes you just have to block out. That's what I do is I only think about people I don't know personally are listening to me because when you start thinking about specific people listening.
Yeah,
that can stress you out.
So I'll just forget.
Yeah, there you go.
Forget. You're just talking to friends.
Yes, I'm just talking to you guys.
Just us.
So you don't run these jokes through by your husband? I mean, your boyfriend.
Wow.
Sorry, I was thinking about my life.
Wow.
Did you run into on the phone last night?
Yeah, he actually has heard like half of these.
Okay, cool.
So. And he approved?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Ryan approved.
Ryan approved. Okay, so... Today is the day before Valentine's Day, so it's Galentine. Be sure to remind your gals that they're galin fine. A very special gal in my life is Jennifer Aniston. And over the weekend, she celebrated her 50th birthday. She threw a lavish party surrounded by her friends. Okay. Yeah. But more notably, she hung out with her exes, which is interesting, right?
Very nice. Interesting.
Or does it sound like what some people's upcoming Valentine's weekend will be like?
Hey.
Yeah.
Good point. Go back in the well, Al.
Good point. Nah. Nah.
No. Something else that happened over the weekend, of course, was the Grammys. There was a lot of great performances and like 5 awards. one of them being Drake for Best Rap Song for God's Plan. His acceptance speech that got cut short, though, seems to be the moment that people just can't stop talking about. But the producers made sure that Drake did. Thank you.
Well played.
Cardi B, she also won for Best Rap Album for Invasion of Privacy, which makes her the first solo female to win in that category, which is really cool. Unfortunately, though, she got a lot of hate on social media for it, since, you know, everybody's a critic nowadays. And it led to Cardi deactivating her Instagram. So I guess that after she won the Grammy, she figured that we were all done invading her privacy.
Oh, well played.
Well played.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Also at the Grammys was Travis Scott. But more importantly, did you see his daughter's Stormy's Astroworld themed birthday party?
Yeah, yes. Over the top.
Right? Yeah, Kylie put together a full scale theme park for her daughter's first birthday, paying homage to her dad's Grammy nominated album Astroworld. And my favorite headline about this whole thing, and I kid you not, this is a direct quote of a headline. Kylie Jenner hosts an unforgettable birthday for her daughter. Which I think that's a joke that writes itself, because the birthday girl herself will, in fact, forget it.
True. Yeah. One-year-olds don't remember one single thing that happened in their first 2 years.
No, but I mean, there's pictures. So last night on Twitter, the hashtag The Umbrella Academy was trending. And I'll admit that I was a little disappointed to find out that it's actually just the name of a new Netflix original series and not a group of people who come together to wait for new music from Rihanna.
Like, that should be soon.
Like, I know. Waiting.
That's a good song. I forgot how good it is.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah.
I also had a joke written here about Ariana Grande's new album, but much like her tweets during the Grammys, I quickly deleted it.
Nice.
Nice. Very funny.
And finally, something really cool happened yesterday. I'm not sure if you guys saw this, but during a trip to Kenya, a wildlife photographer by the name of Wilbert Lucas captured a photo of the ultra-rare wild melanistic black leopard, also known as the Black Panther.
Nice.
It was the first time that the Black Panther was caught on camera in Africa in over 100 years.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing. You should look it up, because it might win the award for Best Picture.
Hey. There she goes again.
Nice.
Thank you.
With your midweek update.
Always good. Always good.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Back again this next week with a brand new episode of that. And good luck with the Valentine's Day with the boyfriend.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited. He'll be here tomorrow.
Awesome.
Flying in. Coming in hot.
Big plans.
We have dinner reservations, but yeah. I'm wondering, I don't know, like, do I take him to a museum? Trey suggested taking him axe throwing.
Axe throwing is
cool.
People like that.
Everybody's
axe
going
throwing
right
at the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess is no longer a surprise since he's watching right now. But that's okay.
Surprise, Ryan. Thanks, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
We should go axe throwing. That looks really fun.
Oh, Lord. Somebody's going to lose a finger.
Well, stay away.
There's a lot
from
more
than
a finger.
Yeah.
Probably lose an arm.
It's all these corporate retreats do it. It's so funny.
This is throwing axes. All right. Speaking of retreats, how about taking a trip out to Florida? We ask you to go to kidnation.com, enter the temperature of the day, and then be listening for that phone to ring. And Rachel.
Rachel.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Rachel, pack your bags. You're going out to Florida. Congratulations.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe it. I'm just shaking.
Now, you get to take a guest with you. Who are you going to be bringing?
Oh, my gosh. My husband.
All right, your husband. You and your husband get to enjoy Fort Lauderdale out in Florida, 4 days, 3 nights at the Bahia Mar Fort Lauderdale Beach, a DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. What else is out there, Kelly?
Oh, wow. This hotel, the Bahia Mar, is spectacular. It's got a waterfront destination, unique panoramic views coupled with a world-class marina and a yachting center.
Yachting.
You can enjoy the day in the ocean. You can hang out by the pool bar, waves, rooftop pool bar and grill.
Nice.
You can take part in some of their fun-filled activities like tennis, bike riding, go on a fishing excursion. Men love fishing excursions.
Mm-hmm.
And all these
That's
water sports.
That's amazing. We needed this so bad. This
yes.
is awesome.
Well, Bahia Mar, let me tell you about this. It's in Fort Lauderdale. in Fort Lauderdale Beach. Uh-huh. Sits directly across from the Sandy White Beach. And we're going to throw in a 4-day car rental, 2 tickets for Sea Experience. It's a glass bottom boat tour, so you can see the sea beneath the boat. And then once you get out into the open water, you can get in the water and snorkel and see all the sea creatures, everything you saw underneath the boat right there in person.
So cool.
And it's all thanks to Visit Florida.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Thanks, Visit Florida. And thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank y'all so much.
No, you have a wonderful time. Okay, Rachel?
Hey, thank y'all.
You and the husband deserve that date. Hold on for us. Alicia will get you all set up with your trip. And we have more.
Yeah,
plenty more trips for you, Kid Nation. You just need the temperature of the day. I got that for you right now. Make sure you go to KidNation.com before midnight. The temperature today at Hillsborough Beach is 73.
Nice.
Again, Hillsborough Beach, 73 degrees. Go to KidNation.com. If it crashes on you, try again in a few minutes, all right? A lot of people are going to be trying to enter that right there. And coming up next, we're going to dive into Jenna's world. Did she commit a relationship crime?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll find out what that is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man.
Was a relationship crime? Did it take place at Jenna's house? Will it end a relationship? Am I being too dramatic?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
All right, Jenna.
Some people may think so, but I don't think so.
Jenna said she was scared to share this.
Oh, yeah. So this happened over the weekend. I just needed a few days to calm down. Where, okay. What are we at now?
Calm down from something you did.
Something I did.
You did it.
Yeah.
Did he have any fault? Did he have fault in any way?
Nope.
Okay.
All my fault.
All you. Okay.
All my fault.
Okay. What'd you do?
I just want to say things have been great.
Yeah, set the stage. You've been dating this guy for how long?
We've been dating for a couple of months now. I don't know. We haven't really kept track. I'm not sure. It's been interesting. It's been different. Things have moved pretty fast. If you want to know the truth, we haven't spent a night apart since we started dating.
Wow.
Unless he's been when he was out of town.
Right.
Right. Or when I was out of town over the
holiday. But other than that, you guys spend every minute together, basically.
Yeah. Let's just get that far. It's been wonderful. We have a great time. We haven't even argued yet, other than little things. We haven't argued.
That's the number one question I get when I meet people that listen to the show now, Jenna. It's like, oh, you met El Jefe Fabuloso. What's he like? He's great.
I think I've been a little more... I like it for me now. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of like feeling it out.
Right.
Just with us, we're in a good spot. But anyway, this horrified me, what happened over the weekend, because I've honestly had a rough time recovering a little bit from my egg retrieval.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of feeling my peak worst on Saturday. You get really bloated after it. And some people have an easy time. I just had a little bit of a harder time. So it's kind of sucked because I've been couch bound for the most part. Haven't worked out in almost a month. Wasn't able to do that. Really bloated. And, getting moody at this point because I've been super lethargic. And so all we've done is lay on the couch for the last couple of weekends. And he's been incredible, waiting on me hand and foot, like getting up in the morning, taking my purse to my car, being
so
very...
So what's the problem?
I was like, you can go. I was like, leave me. Go out with your friends. Go do something. He's just been really wonderful. And but, of course, because of this, there's been... no intimacy. I haven't even wanted to be touched. I had gotten to that point that I'm like, you don't feel good in your body and you just hurt.
He understands that, which is cool.
So for a new boyfriend to be supportive, laying there, I'm like laying with my legs over him, watching TV as he like rubs my legs.
Yeah.
And so we took a break from Game of Thrones.
Man. Yeah, foot massage, Kelly.
I was sitting there last night complaining to my husband about how bad my feet hurt and I'm rubbing them myself and it's like, boy, it sure would be nice to have a foot massage and rub it. Just forget it.
Train. That's the difference between 2 months and 2 years.
Yeah, I still rub my wife's feet.
Yeah, I just do it myself. Go to bed.
Yeah. It would be nice if somebody rubbed his dog.
He didn't catch the hint.
So I'm laying there, legs draped over him. We're like, let's watch The Grand Tour. It's a show that he likes. By the way, it's hilarious, these three British guys that go on these crazy cool challenges. Yeah. They were car review people. The Grand Tour.
On Netflix?
I'd never watched it before. I don't know if they were watching on Amazon Prime. I think that's where it was, Amazon Prime. Highly recommend. A great show to watch with a guy.
Okay.
Because it's more of a dude show, but these guys were they're car enthusiasts, and they do incredibly cool challenges. So we were in tears. We were laughing so hard during one of these episodes. And he turns to me, and he's so romantic, because, he's Latin, and he's always telling me that I look beautiful, or he loves my smile or laugh. And I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard, and I kid you not, I farted on him so loud. Y'all, I know that some people are like, oh, shut up, Jenna. We do this all the time. I have never, and I swear on my life, you know how I am. I have never, that has never happened for me with a guy. I know Kinsey and JC have talked about this. A lot of couples do it to each other. And guys have done it to me. I have never really had that discussion. I have never done that.
Once you break down that wall,
I've always managed to hold it in. I've never, I don't even like talking about that.
Nope.
And there was no blaming Weezy. She was across the room. It made us continue to laugh.
Right.
Luckily, we had been in a moment. I was laughing so hard. I've been so uncomfortable, you know.
You know
oh
what?
My God.
It's okay.
I was horrified. I started crying, but I think I was crying because I was embarrassed, but we were also laughing and I didn't know how to handle it. And he's like, I'm glad you did it first.
No, that's perfect.
We have not talked about it since.
Mm-hmm, no. I think it's perfect because you were laughing when it happened. So it was already good feelings behind it.
Right.
He's probably going to tease you about it.
Uh-huh.
It happens. Yeah. Eventually, somebody has to be first. Unfortunately,
oh, I think we have him on the phone right now. Hello.
Hello, guys.
El Jefe, hey. Fabuloso.
I love to breathe my woman in.
What?
You love what?
I love to breathe her in.
To breathe her in.
I'm so grossed out with myself. He brought me flowers yesterday. He brings me flowers all the time. So I'm like, okay.
He's trying to mask the odor, probably.
Oh, God.
That was just a loud one, right?
Yeah, there was nothing. I don't know. I'm so grossed out with myself.
Jenna, it's all good.
So embarrassed.
Everybody does it. Everybody toots.
I hate it. I hate that I even shared
it. I'm glad you shared it, though.
No.
You better be. Come on now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna, we're getting a lot of love for your courage this morning.
Good.
Yes.
Courage to share that embarrassing, horrifying story. I'm grossed out with myself, so thanks for the support.
So many men and women have come forward and said, Jenna, I too was deathly afraid of doing that in front of my significant other, and then I did it and then realized it ain't no big deal. It's just air.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Jenna, it is a big deal. Yeah. She had never done it in her life.
Guess
I didn't even have any hint.
Yeah.
You know,
it just happens sometimes.
It.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just, hello.
I blame my surgery.
Yeah. But a lot of people love you, including your boyfriend and people here at the office.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing these secret admirer notes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Everybody wrote something nice about the people that work here at the office. You can check out the videos at KidNation.com, by the way. You've heard Big Al's. You've heard mine. And today you get to hear Jenna's and part-time Justin's. Hi, Justin.
Hello. Y'all are so nice. Thank you very much.
I believe we'll hear Kelly's tomorrow then, huh?
Oh.
You excited?
Yes, so.
Very excited. Well, you know, I already know what everybody said, but now the world gets to hear.
How much we love each other. All right. So just since we got two of them today, we're going to go ahead and go with ladies first, Justin, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Jenna's. This is what people had to say about you, read by Jenna.
I don't know what's more full right now, Jenna's heart, her egg basket, or my love for her. That's nice. My egg basket's empty now, though. Got them taken out. Jenna, you have laser focus and you get stuff done. You set a great example for single women who want more out of life. I love that. Whenever anyone is around you, your presence makes it a good place. I don't know about that one. But I like that. I'll go with it. Jenna is always styling. How can I get access to her wardrobe? I appreciate that since I have been in sweatpants for the last month. You have that kind of body that when others see it, they realize they need to work out more. Thank you. I'm looking pregnant right now, that's for sure. Jenna knows her strengths and uses them to get what she wants. Cool. I love her. When I feel like I don't have time to pick something up, she says, I got you. I'll have my assistant get it. A Mexican fairy tale queen. You may freeze your eggs, but you set my loins on fire. Ariana Grande sings the lyric, my smile is beaming, my skin is gleaming, she's talking about Jenna. Jenna, since you are dating a Mexican guy now, you are basically half Mexican, so my compliment is, eres listo.
Jesse?
I'm not sure what that means yet. Eres listo.
I'm going to figure it out.
Eres lista?
Jenna is so beautiful. Roses take the time to smell her.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That's really nice.
Eres lista. You're ready.
I was just reading what it said. What does it say? You're ready?
Eres lista. You're ready.
Ready?
You ready.
You ready.
You like ready, I said, estás lista. You're ready.
Estás lista.
Yeah, yeah. You don't Justin, which one ready. Was yours for you Jenna?
She's so pretty, the roses stop to smell her.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the Ariana Grande one, so I know that that one's probably Anna now.
Yeah, that was her.
I thought it was the assistant. We'll get it. And then I was thinking, I was like, I figured that was something he would say, but then I was like, she's never done anything for him. So.
Yeah, and I'm privy to that. Mm. I forgot what I wrote.
they were too nice. They were nice. It was really sweet.
See, that's the fun part about these is that you try to come up with who right. wrote what about right. you. And Justin, are you ready for yours?
Yes, so ready.
Were you happy with your compliments?
Yeah, but I thought our digs towards each other was a lot more funnier.
Okay.
But I'm not really good with compliments sometimes.
Or grammar.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
it's more funnier.
That's yeah. okay.
It was great.
We know what
it
you're trying to say.
It was too negative. We live in too negative yeah. of a world now.
We wanted positivity going into yeah. the love.
I liked it though. Love is in the air. Come on now.
Come on. There you go. Check out Justin's notes.
You are a burst of sunshine. You are fearless. You don't settle for just okay. You always take it to the next level. Justin's kind of like a piñata. He can be the life of the party that gets everyone going. He's full of candy and treats and makes people happy. Aww. Oh, that is so sweet. Come on, let's get it. Let's hit it. PTJ's laughter can fill the entire room, which is great for whenever he tells good jokes. That's funny because I guess I'm telling jokes that aren't good. I would love to spend every minute of every day with you, but some days I actually have to get stuff done. That's true, because you know me, I'm a distraction. Work, I don't work. I love you with my whole 30 heart, and I'll only cheat a little bit. A lazy, educated, and lucky to be here dancing diva fish. Why I gotta be a fish? I am a Pisces, but why I gotta be a fish like that? The saying goes, the happiest people are not the smartest. You really are the happiest, sweetest, and easiest going person I've ever met. Nothing really bothers you, and you don't hold grudges. That is 100% true. And what's really funny is I had a hard time reading that after the first sentence, so that's really funny. Okay, this is sweet. Oh my God, this is really nice. Thank you guys. Justin's one of the funniest people in the whole office, and he doesn't mind being the butt of the joke. No. Don't like making... Justin frustrates the hell out of all of us sometimes, but his energy is so positive that it makes me smile just to be around him. Every person deserves a Justin in their life. Ah, that is so sweet. Yes, you do. Hello, I'm here to grace y'all. You are as vibrant as a Lisa Frank folder. Okay, I love part-time Justin's boyish grin and handsome looks, which is pretty much the only masculine thing about him. That's very sweet. Yeah, I can have a really masculine look to myself, but as soon as I talk, people just know I'm gay. The guy with the best dance moves in the building, okay? Someone was just trying to get me out of the way on the list with a compliment.
There you go.
That was fun. That was pretty good.
Yes.
Not too shabby.
So sweet.
You feel uplifted?
Yes.
Make your day. Yeah, compliments do make you feel a little bit better. Give you a little confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of need it, too. It is a love language. Even though I do like being insulted a little bit sometimes.
You do?
Like it?
I do, just a little bit.
Well, we can open the lines up for that, too.
There we go. A roast. A roast for a birthday party would be a dream.
You want to be roasted for your birthday party.
Yes, that would be great.
Oh, I have a compliment that a guy gave me. Well, compliment / insult that a guy gave me about you Saturday.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Saturday. Someone complimented me about, gave me a compliment to you?
Yes. A guy at the restaurant supply place. He goes, man, I love Justin, but tell him not to talk.
What?
See?
Isn't
that fun?
Compliment,
yeah,
insult.
I've done that.
Yeah. See, oh, compliment, insult.
How could you love somebody if you don't want them to talk?
We're on the radio.
That's funny. I like that. He means well.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
I have noticed now that I'm watching SpongeBob a lot with my kids that you remind me a lot of SpongeBob.
Do I?
Yeah, you really do.
Oh, awesome.
He does.
Good. That's my hero.
I told my wife that, and she goes, how? I can't stand SpongeBob, but I actually love Justin. And I was like, no, they're the same.
Well, here's the reason why he's my hero. He loves his job. I love my job. Mm-hmm. He's always positive and always happy. Mm-hmm. He's best friends with everybody he meets, and he never meets a stranger. And that's how I live my life, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your puppy, by the way?
Oh my gosh, he's so cute, except he chewed up a little bit of the corner of the apartment, but he was just very excited.
A corner of the apartment? Like,
yeah,
like,
he found the corner. Just a corner in
and
the
chewed
room.
It.
Like wood?
So yeah, started chewing down to it. Wow. Yeah, but he just gets very excited. He wants, when he wants to play, he'll put something in his mouth. He'll get like a sock or like his toy. And he was very excited to play too. And he found the corner to put in his mouth and then nibbled on it a little bit. But it's fine. We just got to paint over it. Yeah. It'll be fine.
It sounds like he's trying to escape. That sounds like
I'll eat my way out of here.
I need to bring him to the office. Y'all want to meet him?
I do want to meet him.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow, so maybe I'll bring him.
I do want to meet him.
Bring him on Memorial Day.
I don't know if I want to meet him at work, but I want to meet him.
Okay, good.
All right. We'll have Kelly's tomorrow. We'll see what people have to say about her around the office then. And millennials, attention, if you're single and you're looking for a date that's Valentine's Day, don't you worry. We got your millennial pickup lines coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al, I know you love Jennifer Lopez.
I do.
She'll be on your TV quite a bit today.
Really?
She's going to be on daytime talk shows on Ellen.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And then she's also going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. So you have two chances to check out your J-Lo action.
And I love both of those. All right.
Speaking of TV, The World's Best Part 3 is going to be on CBS tonight. It's the auditions.
That's the comedian show, right?
The World's Best. No, it's acts from around the world. And it's almost like America's Got Talent.
Okay.
But they're from everywhere.
I'm confusing it. Okay.
I think they had this little girl from Kazakhstan. She speaks Russian. She's 12 years old. Sings perfectly in English. But doesn't speak the language. She's crazy good.
She went to Slovenia?
It was not Slovenia, but glad we got our Slovenia, you know, mention in.
Yeah.
Big Brother finale. Is it tonight, Anna?
It is.
Okay, so Celebrity Big Brother, the finale is happening on CBS. The Masked Singer, that's also taking place.
Heard that was great. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. The Raven was...
Guessing is the fun part.
Last week, The Raven was revealed.
Mm.
It was Ricky Lake.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I had no idea on that one.
Yeah, no.
And Match Game. Kelly, I know you love Match Game. And real quick, Jenna, you were reading your secret admirer notes, and Anna brought up a great point.
Yeah.
On one of them, it said, Jenna, you have a Mexican boyfriend now. Congratulations. And it said, eres lista. And I was thinking, you're ready, right? Because you're ready for the next step.
Yeah.
Anna brought up a solid point. Eres lista also means you're smart in Spanish. So it was another compliment on top of the Mexican boyfriend.
It could be either way.
I'm smart because I'm dating a Mexican.
No, you're smart. I think it's just a separate thought. Smart.
I mean, I don't know who wrote it, so I don't know what they were trying to
I think
say.
It's just a separate thought. They're just saying you're now Mexican and also you're smart.
And you're very smart.
Awesome. Double compliment right there.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That's what we have Anna here.
I don't know. I wrote the Ariana Grande one. So.
Which is pretty good.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And Anna also has your back here if you're a single millennial. It's hard out there for single millennials.
It is.
You know, with all that chilling and Netflixing.
All that Netflix and chilling. Yeah.
So you just have to come up with some pickup lines that you could use out and about. You could use these on your profile pictures, on your Bumble profile, on your Instagram.
Yes. Especially the Valentine's Day around the corner. I use it as a nice little Instagram caption. You know, why not? I know
pretty smart.
Post pictures of you and your boo.
Yeah.
So Nick and I have been coming up with some millennial pickup lines. We shared a few yesterday, so we thought we'd share some more today.
Please let me
know what you think.
Okay.
I need these.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
When I did the Bird Box Challenge, you're the only one I wanted to see again. Hey, girl.
Hey.
I like your energy. Can I borrow your charger?
All right. Yep, that'll work.
Can I follow you on Instagram? My mom said to always follow my dreams.
I like that one a lot.
Who are you going to use that on?
On my wife.
I'm
going to
use it right now.
Go unfollow her and then follow her.
Yeah, that's on my wife.
I'll stay with you longer than your student loans. You'll be with me forever.
Love it.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Are you going to mess up my credit too?
I'd love you even if your texts were green.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, red flag, but it's okay.
I want to send him that. I don't with you.
You want to come over and rewatch The Office?
Wait.
Because millennials are just rewatching The Office all the time.
Yeah. It's hot right now, Al.
I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, what's your Wi-Fi password? Because I feel a connection.
Yeah. It's pretty smart, yeah.
Are you jotting these down, Al? You need these.
I got these. I got them.
All of them.
I got them right here.
There's going to be a quiz right after to see how many you remember.
I got them.
Uh-huh.
I'll show you such a good time. You'd think you were at happy hour.
Yeah.
Millennials like to go to happy hour.
Yeah. Apparently
that's
so.
That's what we like to do, yeah?
Okay.
Around 4,
yeah,
35
o'clock. Yeah, this milk is heavily discounted.
What's the millennials' cocktail of choice these days?
Whiskey.
Moscow.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Tequila? Okay.
Yeah, I had margarita yesterday.
Yep.
Dang it, I'm behind on the time.
Yeah.
Kelly, this next one makes me think of you.
Yay.
Your smile shines brighter than the Markle sparkle.
Aww.
You love that one.
Yeah, I do.
Tickled.
This one's a little basic. Are you pumpkin spice? Because I like you a latte.
No. I can see that on a greeting, a Valentine card.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, like a little cartoon. Hey, girl, can I have your digits? I promise I'll never actually call, but I'll text you a ton.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
definitely going to happen.
That's blatant truth right there.
Mm-hmm. And are you an egg? Because I'd like you 52 million times.
Aww. It's got 52 million likes now?
I guess it probably has more. It's the world record egg.
I refuse to like it.
It's the world record everything.
Yeah, and the egg is doing commercials on Hulu now.
I know.
Crazy.
The egg's gone super famous and viral.
Insane. Man.
Have you liked it, Al?
I have not.
I don't remember if I liked it or not.
I saw it. I didn't like it.
I will not like it.
Oh, I liked it because I like being part of the crowd.
Yeah,
I
know you.
But I thought a lot more effort could have been put in.
That's the point.
I know.
That's what they're trying to say. They're taking the most basic, boring looking thing.
You're missing the point, Jenny.
I just wanted something funny or something. Like a little bit funny.
I like Jenna's eggs.
Fertilized.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.